I was just gonna look at you like,
yeah, you thought you could get me.
I really did.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all got to drinking a snack and y'all ready for a chat, because we are. We have sure so much to talk about. First things first, Maria, how was your week?
My week has been good so far, yeah. How was yours?
It's been kind of bad, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, okay, I need to tell you something that happened literally fucking yesterday. Uh-huh. Okay, so, it was after work. I go to the gas station because I have no gas. I start pumping my gas, and I see, and I look out of the corner of my eye, and I see this man walking towards me. Oh. And then he goes, "Hey, bro." And I said, "He's not talking to me." So he's not talking to me. Yeah. Still pumping my gas. And then he goes up and he leans next to my car and he goes, "Do you have 50 cents?" And I was like, "Okay, I believe in good karma."
Yeah.
So I was like, "Yeah, I'll give you 50 cents." So I give him 50 cents. And he goes, "Thank you." And you know, I always, you know, when I talk to strangers, it tends to be like customer service-y.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I'm fucking used to. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Of course, doll." Because, you know, I say that to everybody. And he goes, "Huh?" And I was like, "Oh," I said, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, of course." He goes, "Do you want to suck my dick?" And I said, I was like, bitch, I was gagged. Bitch, I was literally gagged.
You said doll, and he said, "He wants to suck my dick."
Bitch,
right now.
I was gagged. I literally stood there. I was like,
no. What's he saying? Was he saying, like, dead serious?
Yes. Really? I was like, "No, I'm okay." I was like, I'm fine, really. I'm okay. And he was like, "Are you sure? Like, I really need it. Like, it's been a while." And I was like,
"The doll is all I need, Nathaniel."
And I was like, "No, I'm really okay." I was like, "I'm fine." He was, "I don't even care that you're a dude. Like, it's just been that long." And I was like, and so I made up an excuse. I was like, "I have a partner at home. They're making me dinner right now. I gotta go." I was like, okay, I respect that. And then walked away, and I was like,
what the fuck just happened?
Bitch, I was scared.
Yeah,
I would be too. I was gagged. When he said...
It's literally the dead seriousness. I feel like I would have been laughing. I'm like, what?
He said, "Do you want to suck my dick?" I said...
No,
I said, that came out of left field.
Literally, dude, I'm telling you, the doll was only.
That's
all. He was like, "He's in love with me.
He wants me so bad.
He heard. He's like, "He wants me so bad right now."
I didn't. He had these three teeth missing.
These
three teeth missing. This one was bright gold.
No wonder he hadn't been gotten in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's over here panhandling for 50 cents.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm really.
You really thought you were giving, huh?
You
gave me 50 cents, next you said you were giving me head. Yeah.
I was like, I'm so okay. But anyway, and I just had, I don't know, I've been having some rough days at work, too.
Yeah, really?
Like, yesterday, I don't know what happened. It was like, actually, I do know fucking what happened. I don't want to say.
Oh.
But like, okay, what so.
Happened? You know you want to say. I want to know, say.
Okay, so, you know, we get 10s, right?
Yeah.
So, I make my food, I start the timer right after I'm done making my food, I sit down, right? Mm-hmm. And then I always, this is just what I do, I always go to the bathroom when my timer's done.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I do the exact same thing.
Exactly, because I pee on company time.
Yes, I do the exact same thing. I go right when, like, I'm making my way to the bathroom, like, after, like, a minute or two. I'm not gonna lie. So, I guess I am kind of on my break. I don't wait exactly till it's time.
Oh, no, timer goes off. But, like, bathroom time.
I definitely am in a bathroom after.
So
after it.
So I come out of the bathroom, I put my apron on it tight, and I go back on the floor, and one of our coworkers starts dogging on me about, "You were like, it was like 45 minutes and I was really? Like I was like, literally at most it was 15 minutes if we're including the bathroom, and I don't even think I spent like 5 minutes in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and this is like the second time it's happened. Mm. Like this week alone, and I was just so frustrated. Because I literally was like, look at my timer log. It was 10 minutes on the dot. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I guess they're timing you. I don't know.
Bitch, I was so frustrated. And then, I don't know why, I've been really emotional lately. And so that just, like, sent me into, like, I don't know what, like, a fucking rage. I was so mad. And, bitch, I literally just went silent.
Really?
It was me and two other people on the floor, and I just went silent. And I just... was focusing on work. I was so mad. And then... and then a boy that I'm talking to came in. And I got really excited. So, like... they kind of just, like, made me happy again.
Mm-mm.
And I have a date this week.
Mm.
Oh.
Look at you.
I know.
What are you,
Taylor? Oh, we're asking how our week is, and it's only Tuesday.
I don't know. So I was like, it's good. I mean... if I tell you about last week... I feel like the thing I notice, I'm like a fucking plant. Like, I get a little sun and I'm like happy. I'm like, yes, I'm living, you know? But the days where it was gloomy, Nathaniel, you better believe I was not happy.
Really?
Just another gloomy day. No!
Because you like the sun.
I do. I guess I do. I just don't like winter, I also notice.
I don't like winter
either. I noticed that this winter, I don't like winter. I'm not a winter gal.
I'm not a winter
gal. I'm definitely a fall gal. Like, that's when I like those gloomy days, those gloomy fall days. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're different from winter gloomy days, okay? They're mm-hmm. different. Because I hated them, especially when it would be like back-to-back gloomy day. I'm like, another one. Another gloomy day, another day with no sun. Especially, no, the one I remember that would get me real sad would be if there was like, it was a nice day, like today's a nice day, mm-hmm. and then the next day, gloominess. I'd be like, no way.
See?
No way. Especially because, like, I would make fun of like, oh, I'm gonna go on a little hike, I'm gonna go walk.
No, you're not.
I can't.
No, you're not.
I could, but it's like, not really. Especially because most of the gloomy days were like raining, so I guess not.
Oh my god. See, that's why I've been liking the gloomy days recently.
No, those days, rain. I was so down.
Really?
Yes, okay. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere because I was like, I don't want to be out in that type of weather.
I don't go
anywhere. Like, I don't like going in rain. I don't like driving in the rain, you know me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just staying at home. And I'm like, damn, just thinking my thoughts about stuff. Which weren't really like dark thoughts, so like, that's what I'm saying, like, my week wasn't bad. But just like, thoughts were like, damn. It just really got me thinking about some stuff.
I love rainy days.
But I guess
days.
It's also a good thing that you got me thinking about them.
Rainy days really just remind me of when, like, I lived in a trailer and it was a metal roof and I would have, like, a top bunk and I would just hear it. I love that. But sometimes when I want to go to sleep, I'll put that sound on.
Yeah.
Like, rain on a metal roof. I love it.
Oh, you see, I've tried doing that. Like, doing, like, the rain sounds. It doesn't help me go to sleep. I mean, like, I put them on before. Like, I've done that. I put on, like, music, like, classical music.
I can't fall asleep to music.
I can do anything. Or, like, shows. But, like, I'm saying, like, I don't feel like any of that helps me. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I don't think it's helping me. It just gives me something to, like, listen to when I, like, drift off. Or, like, to make a little storyline in my head.
I fall asleep to storylines. I fall asleep to Trixie Show every single night. There's this one... I'm sorry. There's this one video. Bitch, I am obsessed with it. It's like a 2-hour long video of like, playing in the background. Mm-hmm. But there's rain with it. And I'm like, ah!
Oh, I know you eat that shit.
I don't do that one every night. Because, you know, I don't want to get repetitive. Bitch, at least once a week I fall asleep that one. I am.
Yeah.
Out like a light.
Yeah.
Out like a light in like 10 minutes. You know what's crazy? You never remember falling asleep. You never remember falling asleep.
Really?
I never remember. Do you remember falling asleep?
I mean, I don't remember falling asleep. Like, this is the moment I'm falling asleep. But, like, exactly. I remember, like, sometimes, like, it leading up to it.
Well, yeah. But, like, you never know when, like, you're, like, you never remember, like, actually going to sleep.
I guess you're right. You're so fucking right.
But you remember when you wake up. Like, you know when you wake up.
That you're awake?
Well, yeah. Okay. That sounds silly. But, like, you know what
you
I mean.
You know when you wake up that you're awake.
But, like, you never remember when you fall asleep. Anyway, okay, I have... Okay.
Oh my gosh, speaking about memories, though. Oh my gosh, it's in my journal, one of my questions.
She touched me.
I know, I touched it. You said... Sorry, just sorry. Wait. You know my touch would evoke some emotions out
touch.
Of you.
This is a good shirt.
Thank you.
You look really good today. Like, I want you to know that you were serving.
Thank you so much.
I have a question.
What?
Sorry, before you... Can you ever change that?
I can change to a different one, but, like, I haven't taken it out or anything. I'm kind of nervous to take it, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm like, I want to change it out for one that has like the spikes, but like, I'm kind of don't want to because I'm like, what if I take it out and then I gotta put it back in? I'm just envisioning the hole there. That's what's freaking me out. But
see,
like,
I'm seeing,
I don't know.
What I'm envisioning is like putting it back in, like, oh.
That's what I'm saying, like seeing the hole and like putting it back in that hole. You know what I mean?
Oh, it freaks
but
me
I'm
out.
Also like, I'm envisioning to look kind of like, you know when people get their ears like stretched. Imagining like that hole looking like that. Like, you know when they have it out?
Mm-hmm.
Imagining something like that, but like obviously smaller.
Oh, I hate when they have it out. It looks so wrinkly and gross.
Yeah. I'm not imagining it to look wrinkly, but I'm just like a hole. Mm-hmm. Like a little hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
But also don't know if I want to switch out. Like I told you, I want to switch out maybe to like that one that's like the balls are like little spikes going out.
You should do a gold one.
I don't want a gold one. Because they had colored ones.
I thought gold
they had
was
colored
like your
ones.
Theme.
Yeah, but like I don't think
you know,
I like how
would,
that gold would
a gold
look like
in your mouth would look weird.
It yeah,
look
what if
like
it makes my teeth
dirty
look yellow?
Teeth.
Yeah. So that's why I went with the silver one.
Because really they
also
sad.
Had a bunch of other different colors too. And I was like, I don't want fucking purple on there. I don't want green either. Oh my god.
Anyway.
They didn't have that one. But let me tell my memory. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, if you think about people, like sometimes they'll have a memory of you. even though, like, you maybe never spoke to them. Like, you know, like, how you would, like, walk past some people?
Yeah,
like that, at school.
Like, that one girl where you said, great, baby, get up, girl. And we, yeah. like, we remember her, and she probably remembers us, but, like, we've never
We don't talked. Know anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's, like, a different type of memory. I mean, like, people, like, you know how in school... Okay, so there's the reason why I'm bringing this up. But, like, you know how in, when we were in school, like, you know, you'd be walking to different peers or something like that, but you would always see, like, a few people, like, every time. You never spoke to them, but you would just see them passing by.
I don't remember
So, like,
you
reckon... Really?
Not really.
Because, like, I would, Rich. I would. Sometimes, like, I would see people and I'm like, oh, I remember them. And I still remember them. Even though I never spoke to them. I just see them passing by. You never think of that?
I don't think of any of them.
Really?
I mean, sometimes I see...
There's, like, very few, but, like, really? There's not, like, one of them where, like, oh, I remember seeing that person all the time. What happened to them?
I mean, sometimes I, like, I mean, I guess it's not the same, but, like, I follow people on Instagram that I never talked, that I've never spoken to, but I know we all went to the same high school, and I would see them in the hallway. So, like, I guess I remember people that I would see but I never talked to.
Oh.
But it's only because I follow them on Instagram.
Well, then. I was going to bring up, like, how it's crazy how, like, they probably also have a memory of you. But never mind then if you don't.
I don't think anyone cared about me.
Really?
No, actually, you know...
But, like, they still have a memory. I'm still saying, like, they still have a memory of you. That's what I'm talking about, memory. Like, not caring about something. Like, I have memories of those people, like, just seeing them walking by me, but...
You know, they probably do have a memory of me, because, you know, I have a very...
Yeah, I know you're very much out there, so I'm like, really? Yeah, one remembers you?
You know, because I'm very much a loud gal.
Yeah, you're out there. That's what I'm saying. No one remembers you.
My laugh penetrates through that crowd in the hallway. It's so loud. But sometimes... It's so embarrassing. Anyway.
Well, iterate. I guess I'll say why I brought this up. Well, there's two reasons. One of the reasons why I brought up the school one was because recently on one of the dating apps I'm on, I told you, I was on there, right? Because I was like, let me see what's up. Like, I haven't been on there, so let me see how many likes I got. And I went on there, and I saw one of the guys that I would see in school just passing by. Never spoke to him, nothing. Literally just saw him passing by, and I thought he was cute.
He wanted you?
No. Well, he wanted me on there, yeah. Oh, but, like, in real life, like, we never spoke or anything, right? So when I saw him there, obviously I liked him back, right? And then he texted me, he's like, you went to that school? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Oh my god, he remembered. Oh my god, that's so sweet.
I noticed him.
So he probably thought you were pretty back then,
probably
too.
Probably too. He didn't say that, but, like, maybe. I mean, that's all he asked. And then he didn't answer after I said, yeah. I know.
That's a gag.
I know, I was gagging. I know, I was like...
Are you kidding me?
Did you just want to make sure that I went there also?
Oh my god, this guy that I was talking to on Bumble, he was so cute and he was so nice. And first of all, okay, so at the end, we were like, good night, you know? And I was like, you know, I was like, do you want me to send you my number so you can text me good night over there? Yeah. He goes, no, we can do it here. And I said, I was gagged. I said, oh! I said, yeah, that's fine, I was just joking.
You know what? I'm in that same position of the guy where I told the person, we can just stick it here.
It was so embarrassing.
Like, there were people that I wasn't into.
But then he goes, see, but this is the thing. We talked for, like, 5 hours straight.
Okay.
So many messages. It was, like, it was so many messages.
Oh.
But we can do it here. And then he goes, okay, good night. And I was like, okay, good night. And then he goes, wait, actually, are you a top or a bottom? And I said, I should have known.
That conversation was nothing.
I should have known. I was like, I should have known. And I gave him my answer. He goes, interesting. And I said, and then the next day, at like 2 a.m, he texts me. He goes, you know, I thought you were masculine. There's literally a picture of me in my...
I'm thinking about you.
Yeah,
you masculine? Even when you tried to look masculine, girl.
There's literally a picture of me in my booty short overall at the Trixie concert. Being like...
I thought you were getting mad.
With Trixie. And he literally brought it up while we were texting the first time. He was like, do you always dress like that? He was like, do you always wear your heels? And I told him, I was like, no, not always. But, like, you know, sometimes I wear them out. But I try not to wear them out too much. Because, you know, I was hate crime last time.
Yeah.
It makes me so uncomfortable. And he was like, oh, that's really sad. And we know, we talked. What do you mean you thought? He was like, I'm just more attracted to masculine men. And I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, what was the second point?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The second part of the memory thing was also, I was going to bring up. I remember, okay, do you think about, like, the memories you have? Like, okay, now this one is with people you know.
So, okay.
Like, the one that brought up this question for me was, you told me a memory you had of me, but I didn't remember it at all.
What did I tell you?
I don't remember. You told me you told me literally last week. It was, like, some sort of memory you had of me. You said I don't know what we were doing or what.
Well, yeah, because I remember you've told me a memory that you have of me, and I don't remember it at all.
And I think that's so crazy. Like, there's obviously memories of other people have me, you know, that I used to know. But I don't have that memory of them, or they are like, I don't remember that. And same thing with me. Like, I have memories of other people.
I think that's so wild. Like, sometimes I want, like, sometimes...
It was really tripping me out yesterday. Now that I'm, like, saying it all, I'm like, it's kind of, like, dumb. But, like, no, yesterday, but, like, I was like, wow, these people have memories of me.
Wow. Well, okay, wait. leading into what I have to say.
Yeah.
It could, like, it's like, it's like, it's like kind of like how people have different perspectives of the way, like,
yes.
Like, okay, I bring this up for a reason. Ooh. Because I had a dream the other night about my ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and it felt so real. It was we had an explosion of a fight, and then even mm-hmm. at the end of it, like, we laid down in bed, and I woke up, and I was like, I really thought that was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's crazy how, like, he has a different perspective of the way our relationship was
yeah.
than I do. Mm-hmm. And speaking of it, I've decided that I no longer want to be controlled by this heartbreak anymore.
Okay.
I really feel like I spend an unnecessary amount of time still talking about it, still thinking about it. I think about it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And I get sad about it at least once a day. Still, so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to try and make a conscious effort to, like, push myself and get over it, you know? Because if I don't, I feel like I'm going to be trapped here forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally forever.
And no, I think that's good.
And so I'm starting to put every ounce and effort of my, what I would be spending on that, onto mm-hmm. this, and trying to make my dreams come true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I stopped trying to make as much of an effort right after.
Really?
And I still feel like we, like, filmed, like, I feel like even, like, the week of the breakup, we still filmed that week.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember being like, no.
There's like a day or two after, I think.
I still remember I was like, no, I want you to be here. I was like, I kind of want you to be here, actually. I remember the day after Anna came over,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm pretty sure the next day was podcast day, so you came over.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, literally, besides that, I was spending every second in bed.
Really?
When I wasn't with y'all, I was in bed.
Wallowing away.
Facing the wall, not even on my phone. Okay. I still remember the day after. I was on watching so many YouTube shorts, and I still remember, like, I went on, like, a deep dive on North Korea, because mm-hmm. I was just, like, trying to distract myself.
Yeah.
For learning. And now I know a lot about North Korea. Hey. Now I know a lot about North Korea.
You got some information out of it. Okay.
But I'm just like, I don't want to be run by it anymore.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of it. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't posted any yet, but by the time this airs, they'll all be posted. But, like, I made so many TikToks, mm-hmm. which I thought were so funny. Bitch, I was kicking my... Bitch, I was over here...
Kicking your feet?
I was kicking my feet while making them. I was like, wow, I'm so funny. I'll show them to you when we take a break.
Okay. You should post one today.
Bitch, I was kicking... Oh, I'll post one when we take a break.
I posted today.
Bitch, I was kicking my feet out of it. I thought it was so silly. Oh, yeah, literally...
Oh, my God. This is not funny at all. I'm sorry.
I mean, what I was talking about wasn't funny, but...
No, what you said was funny, but what I remembered was not funny.
Okay, what?
I remembered. So, you know that anime I'm watching?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm not watching anymore. Because it ended! Literally, it ended out of nowhere. I was not expecting it. I was watching it. And then all of a sudden, at the end, I'm like, why is nothing playing? Hello? And I go, look. That was the ending. That was, like, the last episode. It was the most random ending ever. I did not like it at all. I had to watch it a second, and then I cried. Because then I knew it was, like, the last one. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is the last one. It was more like, I can't believe this is the last one.
Was it not a good ending? It was, like, victorious.
I don't remember Victoria's ending.
Exactly.
But, like, it was just, like, pretty much at the end. It shows a little bit of, like, the main character going back to the place where I guess it all started for her and the other character. But, like, it's, like, more into the future. That's where... No. There is always that tension, though.
Mm.
That tension is always there. That, like... I feel like they do love each other. But, like, they always end up, like... Nana, the other Nana, went with no one. No, she didn't stay with Ren. And then the other Nana, she did stay with Takumi, I'm pretty sure his name is. And, like, kept the baby and everything.
Baby?
Yeah, there's a baby.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. But, like, in the ending, it didn't show Nana, the other Nana. It didn't show her.
Oh, so you didn't get her closure.
Yeah, like we saw her a little bit in the end where, like, she's pursuing her dream. But, like, she wasn't there in, like, the future in, like, that apartment where they were meeting up mm-hmm. to go see the fireworks. So I was like, do they never see each other again?
I've been thinking about being back in anime. I want to try to start watching again.
Watch it.
I don't know.
I watched that one and I was like, I don't know if I want to watch another one. Because, like, I started thinking about, like, the other animes I would watch. I would always end up crying.
Some of them are sad.
I love a good emotion. I love emotion.
No,
I love drama. I love laughing. I love crying. Like, I want a show that gives me everything. And that show definitely gave me a bit of everything.
The kind that I watch, I love, like, slice of life ones. And mm-hmm. They always get me sobbing sometimes. Yeah. There's this one.
I know. It's, like, sobbing. It's always sobbing. It's never, like, a little cry. It's usually, like, a...
There's this one, I wish I could remember the name, but it's, like, about, like,
you should watch Orange.
A dad and a daughter. And the mom is dead. And, like the dad's, like, learning to cook from this lady. And they start, like, falling in love. And then the one day they're walking home. And the mom, oh, my God, the daughter's like, so mom's never coming back? And she's, like, 3 years old. And then I just start sobbing. Oh, my God. I'm like, no! But it's so sad. But it gets
me. No, it is sad, yeah.
That's orange.
Is Orange the... is other anime. You said you were going to watch it. Remember, we went to Barnes & Noble's and you saw the book. And you're like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
Never did.
I know you never did.
But I told...
But you should watch it. So good.
This boy that I have a date with on Thursday, I told him I was going to keep watching Avatar after I left his house. Never kept watching it.
I'm not an Avatar girl. I never
got into it. I love Avatar. It's just I'm like, I'm not interested in live action.
I was like, I watched one of the Avatar movies when I was a kid. I remember it came out in the movie theaters.
The blue people? I'm not talking about the blue people.
No, I'm not talking about the blue people. Okay. Why did you bring out the blue people?
Sorry, because I thought you were talking about the blue people. I didn't know there was an Avatar movie.
Yeah, because I remember I went to the movie theaters. That's like Airbender? I think so. Okay, he's like moving shit.
Yeah. Bitch, when you said theater, I was like, is she talking about the blue people right now? But that was guy.
You said blue people and I said, what? Ew! Spit on me! During Women's History Month? Women's History Month, he spits on me, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I guess I tell you.
What did you get me?
Okay. No, I didn't give you anything. I said, oh.
You didn't give me. The true voice goes like, y'all said I
I was going to tell you. Okay, this isn't my story, but I think it's so crazy and it's so funny.
What?
So, one of our coworkers, she loves being mentioned, so I'm going to say her name. Sierra, right?
Okay.
There's this boy that, he's a customer.
Okay.
And she gave him her number because he asked for it. At first she said no, but then she gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's really fine. He is fine. Yeah. And he smells good. Ooh. But they were talking. Uh-huh. And she had a beverage or two.
Uh-huh.
And texted him. And he texted her back. If you're not sucking on my balls and popping that pussy, don't call my line. And I thought that was crazy. And then last night, he came into the cafe for like 10 minutes. Literally, it was like 15 minutes before we closed. And he just came in and sat for 10 minutes. Bitch, the whole time he was in there, I was just screaming, if you're not sucking on these balls and popping that pussy, don't call my line. I wanted him to know how ridiculous and crazy that was. And then afterwards, Sierra texted him and was like, so did you just come in here like watch me? Are you that obsessed?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he goes, I don't care about your self-absorbed ass. And I was like, that's crazy. But then last night he kept texting her and was like, I really want something with
He's
you.
He's crazy.
I know.
He's insane. This man is insane.
I don't want your. I don't care about your self-absorbed ass. And bitch, I was gagged.
And then goes to, I want a life with you.
I literally.
Bitch, oh my god.
That was if sucking on my balls and popping that pussy. Mm-hmm. Don't call my line. That's crazy. If a man said that to you, what would you do?
I don't know what I would do.
What would you do?
Gosh.
But like you see,
I would laugh. I feel like I would just laugh. Like see, there's nothing else to do. Like what the fuck
thing,
are you on?
Though. This is the thing though. He's so hot and he smells so good.
Like, yeah, but he sounds crazy. He cannot be that hot. You gotta snap a pig in next time. So he cannot be this hot. He smells
so good that I'm kind of like, maybe I'll suck on his balls and pop my pussy.
I mean, she could do that, yeah. But like actually be with a man, be with him, I don't know about that. Yeah. Just from what you told me right now, he sounds insane.
He's great.
But she can pop her pussy.
And suck on the balls.
And suck on the balls. If that's what she wants.
If that's what she wants. Yeah, but dating
relationship wise, from what I heard just now, no.
Crazy.
No. Just pop the pussy, suck the balls. Don't have a relationship with Sierra.
Yeah, came in here. She really wants to be on.
You told me, yeah.
She really wants to be on. And I think I'd be happy with her being on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the other one that wants to be on.
All right.
But she doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
Oh,
wants
really?
To, wants, yeah, wants to be on, but doesn't even listen.
Really? When I talked to her, she told me she listened. I mean, it was a while ago, though.
She did.
Okay. It was a while ago, though.
Maybe I'll have to cut this part
it
out.
It was though. More than... It was... That's crazy. It was more in the beginning,
I
though.
I just don't want her on. I just, like, don't want her on. Like, I just... Like, I don't... Like, I'm sure she'd be, like... Imagine if he farted right now.
Girl, ew, right to the camera.
I'm sure, like...
Wait, I don't think I ever hear his farts.
No, I've never heard... I've never heard him fart. Girl, he loves... Bitch, I'll lay down, he'll lay, like, right in my arms, and...
Oh, he hasn't bopped you?
No, he hasn't bopped me lately. He has not bopped me lately. He's only done it the 2 times.
Don't bop me. I wonder if he'll bop me.
Girl, sometimes I get nervous that he's going to. When you hold him really close, I'm like...
I'm like especially because of the way I manage.
Yeah, because you're literally man.
I don't know how to pick him up.
I'm like, oh, God.
Will you pick him up?
Come here, Zucchini.
Give me an example. Okay, I feel like I do that. I feel like I do that.
Hi, baby. You see, he bought me last time when I was holding him.
Hi, Zuki.
He really is the cutest. I feel like, you know, I hate... Gotta give it to him. What? He's really become part of the family.
He really has.
He's really become part of the family.
I love his Garfield ass. Look at him. He's literally Garfield. Every time I hold him, I'm like, I'm literally holding Garfield.
Do you think he likes lasagna?
Have you tried giving him lasagna?
I haven't made lasagna.
Make some lasagna.
Oh my God, no. Speaking of his fat fucking ass. Oh my God. He made me so mad last night. Okay, what? First of all. He's been doing this thing these past couple nights where he'll come outside. He just keeps going back and forth every 3 minutes, and I'm like, and so last night I was eating dinner. I made dinner, so I put my plate on the table and I went to let him out, and he was like, actually, never mind. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And so I'm walking back to my plate, and he runs, jumps on the table, plate falls, my dinner goes all over the floor, my. I don't know what happened on my plates in the move. I've only had one plate since I moved in. Plate broken. I was like, I picked him up and said, "You're going outside." I was so mad. I was so hungry, and I was like, should I DoorDash food? No, I'm gonna make food. Yeah. And so by that time, I couldn't even DoorDash anymore. It was too late. My God. It was too late, and I was like,
what did you do?
I just went to the. There's one gas station that's open 24/7. And I just went over there and got me some snacks and some drinks, and I was so annoyed. But then
yeah.
I got home and he was crying at the door, and I was like, aww. Fine. I was like okay, it's whatever.
I thought you were gonna say that he jumped on the table and like started eating it. That's where you were gonna go. Not it, Polly.
He jumped on the table, hit my plate. Plate fell. The table's literally this far off the ground.
He leaves.
The table's literally like this far off the ground. How the fuck did the plate break? It's my one plate. Oh, so embarrassing.
Yeah, what did happen to the other plates then?
I don't know. Okay, I know there was one broken in the, in like everything that I had, but like I don't know what happened to my other 5 or 6 plates. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Things always get lost in a move. I always hear people say that. Something got lost in a move. It's like, wow.
See, that's what I want.
Like when you only had it in the storage unit. So storage unit from there to your house.
I had it from I had it from my house, storage unit, this house. Where is it going? Where is it fucking going? I don't know.
No one will ever know.
Do you want to take a quick little break really quick?
What?
Do you want to take a quick little break and we'll be right back?
I would love to.
Okay, we're going
to
be right back. We're going to take just a small little break, a little breather, have a little chill time, and then we'll be right back. Girls, we are back. Okay.
What are your questions?
Okay, what would you do? What would you do if you're, like, doing it doggy style, mm-hmm. and a man, like slips into your butt?
Like, without telling me?
Yeah, he just slips
into scream. Because, like, no preparation, no nothing, just ass in my ass. I think that's it. I'd scream and go, ah! Tell me! At least do a little swivel with your finger by my booty hole, like something. Don't just... Yeah, do a little swivel. Give a little something.
So you would try it? If
yeah, I would definitely do doggy. Is that anal. What you mean? Yeah, I would definitely do anal, yes.
You would?
You wouldn't? Wait.
Personally, for me, no. That seems really gross.
I didn't think about it. I just kind of said my question. I didn't really think about you.
You wouldn't? No. That seems gross.
But yeah. I mean, we've had this conversation before, Nathaniel. I think I'm pretty open-minded. I definitely thought of things like I would try, things I wouldn't.
Poop?
And it comes to pooping. Pooping is where I go. I'm not pooping on someone, but I'm not doing anything to anyone's booty. I know I'm not into that. I don't want to go near your ass. I don't want to go near your booty hole. But you can go near my booty hole. Well, not you necessarily, but like, you know, some can go near my booty hole.
Don't tempt me, because. So you would really try it? Because I just hear so many women that are like, that's completely off the table.
I think I'd be down to try it. I mean, honestly, why not? I'd be down. I'm to not try hearing too. None that I know of, at least. I'm not like seeing like a reason of like why not to. It's not like pooping where like I'm pooping on someone, you know. That's nasty.
You could by accident if they do it.
I know it ain't no, yeah. But then it's like, you're in my booty hole.
What do you expect?
I don't think I'm gonna poop on you. Although I did know this one girl. Did know this one girl. She took a lot of laxatives though. She said she took like a lot of laxatives like.
That was
like that earlier that day or the day before. I think it was like the day before. I don't know. But the whole point is she took like a bunch of laxatives, and she thought she shit it all out. But when it was time for her to, you know, do the deed, get it done in her booty hole, she shit on him. She shit on her dick. She shit on his dick.
See, that's why you don't take laxatives the same day.
And she took a bunch, she said.
That's why you don't do it the same day.
I think it was the day before.
See, that's crazy.
But I think it was the day before. But like she said she took like a bunch, apparently.
That never happened to me.
Ah! It did happen to him. That's why he's saying that. I'm just like the people that know that can't see.
This never happened to me, actually.
He's giving me a look. Well, tell us a story.
No, it's so embarrassing.
I mean, you're the one that brought up the topic about butts and shitting.
You're right.
And all that.
Okay, so one time, and we dated for 3 years afterwards. But, exactly. You know, but one time we were doing the deed, and what's the smell? What's that? What is that? And so we get done, and he goes to the bathroom, and I'm like. And so, I touched my butt cheek, and I was like, why is this so? I look at my hand, and I was like,
oh no. Bitch. I was screaming, crying. But
he came back in and said, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I went in there, and I started sobbing, and I called my friend, we're not friends anymore, but hey, Kelsey. I called my friend Kelsey at the time, and I was like, Kelsey, I pooped on him. I pooped on him. Bitch, I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to go back in that room.
No, I know what you mean. I feel like I would have the same reaction.
But my keys were in there, so I had to go back in that room. I was so embarrassed. I thought we were going to break up that day. I really did.
Really?
I really did. I was so embarrassed. And then it happened again one other time.
Oh, dang. I mean, so now I feel like I guess it is somewhat natural. It's kind of like with birth, you know? Like, sometimes you shit a little when you pop out the baby. So I guess it's the same with anal. I mean, you're going in the ass, you know? Obviously, I'm not saying that means you should have poop up there. Or should poop on someone.
Don't poop on nobody. Unless...
Unless they want it, I guess. But, like... you know, yeah.
Girl, it's so... so embarrassing.
I mean, yeah, I would be embarrassed.
But, you see, I'm thinking of it from my perspective. If I was topping someone and... my pee-pee started turning a little brown. I don't think I would break up with them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't break up with you. Because of that?
I really thought he was going to. Yeah, it wasn't because of that. It was because he cheated on me and I caught him again for the fifth time. You know who you are.
If you're still watching, you don't even know.
I told you he just... Well, actually, I just got recently that he didn't delete his TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
Both the podcast and me. Mm-hmm. I went on my...
Dang, what's up people wanting to block us on our pod?
I went on my secret.
I guess they know.
I went on my secret account. Mm-hmm. And I looked at his username and I was gagged. I said, no. I said, no fucking way. So I'm so embarrassed because the last time I did message him was sort of recently and it was on Facebook. And I was like, I saw you deleted your TikTok. So fucking embarrassing.
I was like, what is he talking about?
It's just like, I need to get into my
Suki scared the shit out of me.
I need to get in my fucking head that, like, obviously he doesn't fucking want me anymore, and he's probably never going to ever again. Mm-hmm. But, like, the way he would treat me, especially afterwards, are you fucking kidding me? I still remember the day he moved out, I was, like, sobbing. Mm-hmm. And he, like, came over and he kissed me and he hugged me, and I'm like, are we for real?
Yeah. I mean, what's love bombing? Do you know what love bombing is? Is that what love bombing is? Where, like, he's, like, good to you in moments. But, like, obviously, he'll be bad to you.
Well, it's like when he's bad. It's like when they're bad to me, and then, like...
No, love bombing is something else. Never mind.
It's like when they're bad to me, and then they come back, and they just show me a bunch of love all at once. Sorry, he rubbed his head on my knee and it felt weird.
Right? I felt his hair on my back. That's why I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
It feels weird. It kind of scared me.
He is fat ass.
Oh my gosh, let me see my questions. Was that it with your anal question? Was that it with it?
Yeah, you know, that was it about my anal question. What do you have?
Okay, so this is St. Patrick's thing, actually. Since, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day is in March, you know?
Oh, yes.
Do you know why people pinch each other on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't.
Well, why is it like that? I don't. What? Are you not, not pinching?
Because bitches...
Damn it!
I would fucking... What?
I was going to wear green today so I could pinch you.
I fucking...
But I'm not wearing green. You're not wearing green. Fuck you. I'm wearing green.
What? The rainbow.
No, get away. Fucking shit.
No, I fucking hate the pinching thing.
Well, anyway.
It pissed me off.
The reason pinching is done on St. Patrick's Day is because apparently in, like, the folklore is because, like, leprechauns, they... What?
Zuki's ears. Sorry.
Oh, that's Zuki's ears? Apparently in the folklore, leprechauns, they can't see you if you're wearing green. But if you wear green...
They'll pinch you?
No, if you wear green, they can't see you is what I mean.
Oh.
I messed up my words, sorry. If you wear green, they can't see you like the leprechauns. But if you're not wearing green, they see you and, like, they're a little mischievous. They're a little, crazy. Mm. So they like to pinch people. So on St. Patrick's Day, if you're not wearing green, obviously, they're going to see you and they pinch you. So, like, that's, like, the folklore in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, people just do it now to be little leprechauns.
I fucking I would hate that shit. Especially in, like, fucking middle school. When they come and be like, you're not wearing green. I'm like, don't fucking touch me.
I feel like I remember it more, like, elementary.
No, bitch, I have a picture. It's so stupid. Mm-hmm. Bitch, this is my peak emo phase.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture that I posted on my fucking story. It's so embarrassing. And it's like, I have a Snapchat filter on where it's like ears and like a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pinch me, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. Bitch, I posted that.
That's so funny, though.
So I'll show it to you. I still remember it. Humiliating.
God.
Anyway, okay. If you could, okay. Okay, what's an ick? Okay, what's like an ick that you like look for, like that you like have noticed in men, and then what's an ick that you think that you would have, like what's like you know what I mean, like someone that someone might get from you.
Oh, what's an ick someone might get from me?
Yeah, someone might get from you.
Probably. I feel like the ick people would get from me is because it's an ick I sometimes have gotten from myself when I've noticed that I've done
mm-hmm.
it. It's like sometimes. I am, like, a little, like, timid. I'm like, why am I being, like, timid? Like, why am I like that, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like that's an ick. Because, like, there'll be certain situations where, like, out of nowhere, I just get timid. I kind of just, like...
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like that'd be an ick. Because I was, like, I noticed that myself, and, like, I'm like, damn, why am I like that?
Sometimes I feel like I'm just, like, a little embarrassing.
Yeah. No, like, see, I was going to say none of them for me would be, like, my awkwardness.
Uh-huh.
I do get a little awkward.
Sometimes.
The faces I make, too. Someone could make it a nick from that.
You a quirky gal?
Yeah, I'm so quirky.
It's, like, so fucking embarrassing when I'll make a joke, and then it'll be silence, and I'll be like...
And I'm the only one laughing, because I'm laughing at my joke. One thing about me is I'm laughing.
I'm laughing at my own joke, and then there's just... Bitch, it happens so often. It doesn't happen so often, but...
It happens often to me.
It'll happen at work, over the headsets, and it'll just be, like, silence. And you know what it feels like? You know those people... You know those people at work that we, like, don't really like very much? So, like, when they say something, it'll be, like, silence afterwards? That's literally what it feels like, and I'm like...
Oh, my God.
I'm literally so embarrassed. It happened last night.
Oh, my God, no.
Like, oh, my God. So fucking embarrassing. But what's an ick that you've gotten from...
An ick I've gotten from men.
From men.
I know there definitely has to be an ick I've gotten from men. I'm trying to think of, like, one that's consistent. But what about you? You tell me, what's an ick?
Well, actually, I didn't put much thought into mine.
Really?
Well, okay, see, I feel like, oh, I went on a date one time, and this guy was chewing with his mouth open, and I said, oh! It gave me the ick. Mm-hmm. And I mean, his personality wasn't that great anyway, but, like, chewing with his mouth open... Did not like. And you see, the worst part is, I know that I do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes I be... Because, like, girl, sometimes I talk with my mouth full, and I don't, like... I mean, you know. You've seen me.
Sorry. This one is, like, isn't a nick I've had of all guys, but it's one I got from one particular one.
Mm-hmm.
We had went out to eat, right? We went to Olive Garden. And, I remember he was choosing what to eat, and he was choosing out, like, a thing like soup. Yeah, choosing out the soup. And I told him where the soups were at. I was like, they're right here, look. And then when the waiter had came, he still was, like, picking. But he said he was ready. So, like, you know, he's there deciding still. And then he goes to the waiter, where are the soups? And then that gave me the biggest thing. I was like, You know me. I couldn't hide. I said. I went.
Oh my god. The other week.
Not in a super mean way. I'm not trying to say like he did it in a mean way, but he, just like he's like, where are the soups? Like, I told you where the soups are. Like, I told you.
No, girl, I get it. Girl, I get it. Oh, we were being too loud for him.
But no. I told him where the soups were. I told him. I told him.
No, girl, I get it. The other week, I went on a date with this boy, and first of all, I mean, I already talked about it on the podcast, but like, it was the one where his house was so fucking dirty. Mm-hmm. But we went out to
girl, I'm so scared.
The fruit flies. Ew. I don't think he lives there anymore, though.
They came out real quick.
I know. I told you. Yeah. But anyway, we went out to eat because you started talking about restaurants. And he was like, bitch, that's a fucking wasp.
It is.
See, this is why I don't fucking like
spring. Girl, hopefully they don't make no nest.
This is why I don't fucking like spring. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking like.
No, I love spring. No,
I hate spring. Anyway, we were out to eat. And he's allergic to gluten and he's allergic to dairy. So he was like, do you have any gluten-free dairy options? And he was like, and the other guy was like, he went and asked. And he was like, no, sorry, like, we don't have anything. And I was like, oh. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you want to just leave? You know? Because, like, you know, if you can't eat anything, I don't want to, like, stay at the restaurant and me just, like,
chomp away, you know?
Yeah, me feed my fat ass.
And then just drink water.
Yeah, literally. And so he was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, if you can't eat. I was like, if you can't eat, it's fine. Like, we can go. And the waiter came back and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I think we're going to leave because, you know, there's nothing for him on the menu and I don't want to be the only one. And the waiter was like, yeah, it's fine. And then I was like, I went to go put money down because, like, he still got his waters. He, like, asked questions for us. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was going to leave him, like $5. Mm-hmm. And so I started leaving money down and he goes, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I was going to tip him for his time, you know. He goes, but he didn't do anything for us. Mm-hmm. And I said,
yes.
I was like, yes, he did. He was like, no, he didn't. He was like, don't tip him. Let's go. And I was, bitch, that gave me the biggest ick. Mm-hmm. I was like.
No, yeah, I bet, yeah.
I left the money anyway.
Well, yeah. Do what you gotta do still.
Because, bitch, I know what it's like.
Yeah, you were a server once.
And he was so, and, you know, the guy was actually so sweet. He was really doing, mm-hmm. His best. He felt really bad about the, well, I mean. He at least appeared to feel bad that he.
I mean, I want to feel bad. I just feel awkward going back. Sorry.
Bitch. Oh, bitch.
It's not gluten. Bitch. There's gluten everything in here.
Bitch, it was so. And bitch, going to like when someone asks about like an allergy and they're like, there's nothing for them. It's so fucking awkward.
Right. Be like, yeah. There's nothing we can do.
Someone asked for like, what did they ask for? I don't. They asked for sugar free. Someone at Cracker Barrel one time asked for like a sugar free, sodium free dish, and I was like,
water. Literally. I was sugar free.
Like, I was like, yeah, I'll go ask. And no, bitch, the fucking cooks, sodium free. Everything has salt. And yeah. I was like, bitch, cooks are mean. But like,
I bet. But yeah. Like, I heard stories.
It's just like the dynamic of a restaurant.
Well, they could fry it up with an egg. No salt, no nothing.
And so I walked by and I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. We don't have anything. What are you looking at?
I was just looking at you.
I thought you were looking at my neck. I was like.
No, I was literally just looking at you, listening.
I really want to get another necklace.
Get a necklace.
I want to get one that I got for myself. Because every time I've had like a
also, necklace. I think I finally, now that you're speaking about necklaces, you remind me of something. I think I finally get your theme with like jewelry. With like when you got it from a relationship. Like, you know, for you it was a necklace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a bracelet?
No.
It was a necklace for you.
Yeah, it was a necklace, but this is from, like, I got this from all my friends in high school, and mm-hmm. I haven't taken it off since I got it either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean in, like, relationship, like a romantic relationship. With your necklace, I remember being, like, a little confused when you told me, like, that you didn't feel like taking it off or, like, whatever, which I kind of got, because, like, obviously, like, it came from a relationship and it meant something for you. But then, I recently watched the music video Ariana did recently. I think it's, like, Eternal Sunshine or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? It was literally like a day.
Bitch, her song makes me so sad. The We Can't Be Friends one.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I was on the floor sobbing.
Yeah. I like a few songs from that album. But anyways, I remember like she's like clutching like the necklace at the end of the music video when she like, I guess like comes back or whatever. And like, I remember someone was explaining it. She's like, oh, that happened to me also. Cause like with a relationship, like you're like clutching onto like the last mm-hmm. thing you got, and I was like, well, you know, that really does make a lot more sense why it's hard to like get rid of it.
I still remember
even if it is at the end.
I still remember I kept it on for, like, weeks after he broke up with me. Mm-hmm. And I still remember the last time I took
weeks?
It off.
Weeks? I feel like it was months.
Okay. I still remember when I took it off and I was sobbing while I was handing it to him.
Yeah.
I was sobbing. I said, I don't want to keep this anymore. He was like, no, I want you to keep it. I said, I can't keep it. I was like, I really can't. And then when I gave him back the promise ring I bought for us, there's that one was rough too.
Wait, you gave him back a promise ring that you bought?
Yeah.
Well, you bought it. What do you mean, give it back to him?
I didn't want to keep mine anymore, so I gave him mine too, and I said, I can't keep this either.
Oh.
And so, he has all my jewelry. I just really couldn't keep that necklace.
You know, there's another thing where I don't get too. This, because, like, I was watching Jersey Shore. Okay. I was watching the Italian season. Because I told you, ever since last week,
mm-hmm.
I've been watching the Jersey Shore now. So, I was in the season where they were in Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the episodes, Ronnie and Sam fighting again. You already know. So, they're fighting. Wow. And pretty much, Sammy, she decides to give everything back to Ron. Because I was, like, at the end. I think at this point, she was like, I'm done with him. I'm bringing him for real, Like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, she, like... I'm gonna give him back all the things like he's given me, bought me, whatever, you know?
Did she go back?
She went back to his room to give him all the stuff, okay. Right? Like, she put it all out there. But apparently, when he got home, because he wasn't home when she did all that, when he got home, he saw it, he just started throwing it away. But, like, she felt a type of way that he threw it away, you know? And then she went back to go take it out of the trash, and she kept it, you know?
Huh.
But the thing that I didn't get, though, is, like, you're giving him stuff, you know, like, that he bought it for you. You're giving it all back to him. Of course, he's probably gonna throw it away. Like, how are you? Like, I get why it affected her, but Sam was like, what did you expect him to do with a bag, dresses? Like, he's not gonna wear it. I guess he could sell it, but like, he's in Italy right now.
Oh, wait. It was like dresses and stuff?
Yeah, just stuff she bought. I mean, like, bags. I mean, I saw shoes, diamond earrings. One of the things was diamond earrings, because he wouldn't throw away diamond earrings. That's another thing. I would never throw it away. If anything, if someone were to give me something back, I'd probably just sell it, or like, what he did, throw it away. I mean, she took it out of the trash and kept it. I feel she should have just done that. Because, like, what's the point of giving it back? But that's where I'm trying to go with you. Like, what's the point of giving it back? Like, why don't you just keep it? Because, well, like, what if he did throw it away?
I don't care what he did with it.
Or what if you just sell it?
I don't care what he did with it.
I think it's different then.
I just didn't want to keep it. I just couldn't keep it anymore. Like, I still remember the day he was moving out. I handed him the promise ring. I said, I can't keep it.
Mm.
And he goes, huh? I said, you broke the promise. I can't keep it.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, never mind then. I thought you were listening kind of like with Sammy, where she, like, gives it to him and then, like, I guess, like, expects something.
Bitch, I was
I don't
gagged.
Know, because, like, I was real confused when he threw it away. Because, like, what do you expect him to do? Like,
I felt gagged when I said that.
I was gagged when he threw everything away. But, like, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was so gagged at myself that I said that to him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you broke the promise, I can't keep it.
He did break it.
He did. Five times.
Yeah.
And yet I'm over here literally still crying. Bitch, I'm telling you, the Ariana Grande song, We Can't Be Friends, I was on the floor sobbing. I was watching the music video and I was on the floor sobbing.
Oh, is that the one with the music video?
We can't.
Then it's not one I'm talking about. No Eternal Sunshine.
That's the only song from the album I've heard because, you know.
Really? I read the one I like is the My Boy. I'm pretty sure that's called My Boy.
My Boy.
I know that song too.
It's not probably Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that's Billie Eilish.
I thought so. Anyway, I have more stuff.
Okay.
This is kind of old, but have you seen Jason Nash literally, like, begging for money on TikTok Live?
Oh, yeah. I've seen also, like, videos people being like, it's so crazy, like, how Trisha was with him at one point, you know?
I know.
It's
and
so good for her. She's here living her life, doing
her
so
best
good.
Life.
Yes. And he's out here literally
begging
for money.
Galaxies.
Yeah.
Ice cream cone. It's so embarrassing. At least, like, I saw a podcast and Trisha was like, make it interesting. And, like, literally, make it interesting. At least,
yeah.
Like, do something on it. I mean, like, I don't go on TikTok Live very often, but when I do, like, I'm, like, doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing Roblox.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Roblox.
I remember there was a few times where, like, I was on TikTok and I saw your live come up and I was like, what the heck?
You don't want
to. I mean, I don't want to watch you play Roblox.
I love.
It's just you screaming. Yeah! I still have this one memory. I was passing by and you're, like, screaming.
I probably was. No!
You're on Roblox and I was like, eh.
Oh my god. I made a friend last night. I don't remember his name.
Oh.
But, okay, there's this game where it's, like, 17 plus.
Are you gonna eat your Jolly Rancher?
Well,
you're not eating
I
ate mine.
You're not taking my blue.
But I want a blue one.
No,
you're not eating it.
I was saving it for
blue,
the...
Blue, blue. Wow, you're all kind of, like, matching blue, blue, blue.
Was...
And then, like, the tie-dye and, like, the
Mm-hmm. I was saving it for the end so I could do my ASMR at the end.
Because I'm trying
to take my blue. But
my blue glasses. Wow.
Oh, I made a friend last night and there's this game where you like it's like it's 17 plus and you talk to people with the microphones you talk to them.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. And usually I don't talk to anyone because I have a hard time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's so crazy that I just feel like a little embarrassed just walking up to people and just starting a conversation. Mm-hmm. But he was standing alone, and so I walked by him and said, "Hey, Diva." Mm-hmm. and we became friends, and then Anna joined, and we all were talking, and we played this game called Photo Roulette together. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. Don't know what he looks like though.
Oh.
Don't know what he looks like.
Then what was the photo roulette of? Oh, something else.
Oh, and I mean, he never showed pictures. He saw pictures of me because that's all I fucking take of my. Mostly what my camera was. It's just pictures of me because obviously, why not? Mm-hmm. But oh my god, I love. I don't know.
I don't feel like I take that many pictures of myself. I feel like I used to before.
Before what?
Like just before, when I was younger. Just like before.
I take pictures all the time.
It was more when I used to do more makeup stuff. Like I would do. I already told you, girl. I used to do like a full face of makeup.
2016 type of makeup?
Yeah. Well, only it was 2018 for me when I started. I remember I saw this one memory of I was still very much in the eyebrow time. You know, you remember the time for the eyebrows. Yes, Anastasia, Pompeii, Yuri, no.
Girl.
I would use that stuff obviously. And I still have this memory of these two guys. You know, they were selling chocolate. You know how they were selling chocolate. Me and Mari, we were those girls that did their eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And I remember they came out to us and they said, "Y'all eyebrows look really good, by the way." And then they left.
And you said.
You know,
we need to bring back 2016 makeup.
I still remember.
I mean, we don't.
I feel like my brows weren't that bad.
You should let me do it. You should let me do like a full face on you, but like not like my type
but
of makeup.
But we have.
No, but yeah, but like we just like swap faces. Like I did my type of makeup on you. You should let me like do like
my makeup
like
on
like
me?
Pretty like I mean I don't think
or
my
just makeup.
I don't think my makeup was super pretty. Mm-hmm. I just think like I mean it was pretty, but like I don't think it was like pretty like super pretty. So you should let me try and do like really pretty makeup on you.
Yeah, we could do that like brown, as an episode. Like you do my makeup, and I'll do your makeup.
Oh my god, that'd be so... Because, like, I did crazy colors on you, and I feel like you don't really...
Yeah, you don't really colors like that. Colors.
And so I want to do, like, a natural look on you. I feel like it'd be... I feel like I could do a good job.
When I was younger, I did some color stuff. I mean, even then, I didn't do that many color stuff, but I did do a little bit.
That's all I would do. It was so crazy to me. But I look back at some of the pictures, and I'm like, why did no one tell me that I was fucking ugly? Why did no one tell me that?
I don't think your looks were
why
that
did
bad.
No one tell me that my eyeliner was this far off of my eyelid? It was this far away from my lash line.
Like, no, sometimes I told you stuff about your eyeliner. I would tell you stuff. But even then, I don't remember your makeup being bad. I remember a good majority of it. I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked this.
I was also like, when I did makeup was when I was like kind of at my chunkiest.
Yeah.
And so I look back at it, and I'm like, because I did a face like that recently where like, I don't know why I did like half an eyelid.
Yeah, I remember. I would tell you.
You're like, why are you doing half an eyelid? Like, it looks good.
Okay.
I mean,
earlier today I did like white glitterish here and then here, but I didn't go all the way over here. I feel like mine's pretty good.
What are you saying about
me? Like it doesn't look bad. Like it doesn't look weird, like out of place. Because remember you would do it here, but it looked kind of out of place because like there'd be nothing here.
Well, yeah, because it was a bright pink and it was like, just a line.
It was like it's very light.
It was just a line.
Yeah, I know. But like, did you answer yes or no?
I think it looks pretty.
See.
Ooh, touch my arm again. Your hand's so cold, and I'm like feeling really warm right
I know
now.
You're warm.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Because I'm cold and you're warm.
It's just how we work. Anyway, this is kind of something sad, but I thought it was kind of funny. Because I thought about this the other night, because I wasn't feeling good the other night, and I threw up. And, like, anytime I throw up nowadays, I'm kind of like...
I can think about those
like,
days.
I think, I every time I'm done, I'm like, wow. Wow. But, like, I would never make myself do it again. Uh-huh. But, like when we got drunk together and I threw up, I still remember afterward, I was like, I'm so skinny. I got like being over the toilet, being like so happy that I was throwing up. Mm-mm. So embarrassing.
No, I get what you mean.
Maybe it's the trauma.
I mean, when I was sick somewhat recently, I remember I kept throwing up and I felt skinny. I was like, wow, I feel so skinny right now.
Yeah, but
I've gotten that thought, but like
I
don't.
Throwing up.
Yeah, I don't like throwing
I would
up.
Do it, but I would do it. I would enjoy. I'm not enjoy doing it, but like, I guess enjoy doing
but
it.
But you get like a little like good
a little,
feeling.
A little
out
rush.
Of it. Yeah.
A little rush while it's happening. I'm like,
I think I get what you
so
mean.
So exciting.
I think I get what you mean, yeah. Because, like, I told you, like, when I was anorexic, like, Like, sometimes when I would get, like, the hunger, like, fuck, I'm really hungry, or, like, that, like, growling. So, then I'm, like, it did feel kind of, like,
no, I know. Like,
I haven't eaten. No, I'm doing good. Like, yeah, I was hungry as fuck, but. So, I think I get me of that. Or, like, when, like, we're, like, have hours have passed, and, like, I still I don't even feel hungry. I would be, like, oh, my gosh, it's been hours, and I still don't even feel hungry.
Yeah, I was hungry as fuck. Because it's usually people who are like, broken shit.
That video was so fun!
Oh my god.
Yeah, because I was like, hungry as fuck. No, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's silly. Literally, when we're like, like, as it's happening, I'm like, I feel so good right now. I would be so turned on.
You're getting them toxins out also, though. When you were vomiting,
oh yeah, when I was drunk.
Yeah.
I want to get drunk again.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
Get drunk, girl. You're not feeling it?
Being drunk alone just feels sad.
Mm, then get what you mean.
Stumbling around my house, like.
Yeah. But well, also, just don't get drunk.
But also, I don't like getting.
Get a little tipsy.
Also, I don't like getting drunk in front of people.
Yeah, I know. Just get a little tipsy.
I feel like I'm getting better with getting drunk in front of you.
I just get a little tipsy.
I can't wait to go clubbing.
Yeah.
I really think about it all the time. I'm so excited.
There'll be a whole different vibe, yeah.
Bitch, I know. Okay. I don't have any more questions, actually.
Really? I have one more.
Oh my god, yay.
Okay, let me see.
Wow, she posted
questions. Oh, actually, I have a fun game for us. I have a fun game for us.
A game?
Yes. Well, it's not really a game. It's just something I want to do, and it's a game to me because it's fun.
Oh, okay. To me. Oh. Okay, what
is it? But it's a game. So pretty much, we're going to say this, like, sentence. In, like, a British accent. I got this from this guy. His name is Antonio Parlotti.
Oh, yeah, I saw this TikTok.
Girl, I've been wanting this for a while. I've had it saved for so long.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to go first or me?
No, you go first, Pookie.
Okay, first you're going to hear him talk.
Next, with your best accent in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard flight MA4317. Your safety is our top priority, so please direct your attention to the cabin crew for important safety information. Please ensure that your seatbelt is securely fastened. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead compartments. For your comfort and safety, we ask that you refrain from smoking, including electronic cigarettes, at all times during the flight, as smoking is prohibited on this aircraft. We will shortly be taking off. Please ensure that tray table is stowed. Thank you for choosing to fly with us today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your flights.
That was kind of good.
I don't know. My act is a little...
It kind of went...
in and out.
Oh, girl, I'm not ready. Girl, I'm not ready. Okay, you ready?
Okay, now you go...
And then, you're gonna make fun of me. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard flight MA4317. Your safety is our top priority, so please direct your attention to the cabin crew for an important safety information. Please ensure that your seatbelt is securely fastened. In the event of sudden cabin loss, oh my god! For your comfort and safety, we ask that you refrain from smoking, including electronic cigarettes. At the time, during the flight, smoking is prohibited on this aircraft. We'll be taking off shortly. Please ensure that your table is stowed. Thank you for choosing the flight to fly with us. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
I think I was already done by then. Oh my god. You missed a whole chunk.
I'm sorry for
you. They are not going to be safe. No.
Yeah, because I didn't even say
it. They don't know what to do. Well, my crew will be A-okay.
Okay, listen.
I listen.
I was nervous.
You were nervous? I make you nervous?
Yeah, don't kiss me. She has been obsessed with kissing
me. You're the one that always gets in my face. Who got us in whose face right now, y'all? Y'all saw. For the viewers who are watching this on YouTube, you saw who came in whose face.
I'm trying to come in your face. I'm sorry. Anyway.
See? What's he trying to do, y'all? You heard it.
Would y'all like some ASMR for our last bit of the episode? This is good.
It's good. It's good.
I love blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry also. Also like the green apple one, and I like the cherry one also. Those are my favorites.
I don't really fuck with cherry.
Really? I love cherry.
Yeah, I'm glad you ate it because I don't like
cherry. Cherry's so good. But like, also, that's like my go-to flavors.
I don't fuck with cherry.
Except for green apple. Green apple sometimes I hit or miss.
I love green apple.
Nah.
Now I'm talking about like that.
Well, I guess not hit or miss. It's just sometimes like, I don't want green apple. I'm more of a cherry and a blue raspberry. Ooh, grape is good too.
I wish it was sour.
Really?
I love.
I had a Jolly Rancher just now. I feel like it was a little sour.
Want to try
mine? Yeah. Ew. The smell is so good. I smelled it just. Mm-hmm.
I smell good so and my breath is good. Just so y'all know, I don't stink.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes I stink.
No one said you stink. No one said you stink, stink.
I love a couple of. Are you ready in the episode?
I'm so ready, actually. Okay. We're gonna go eat.
Well, we're gonna go eat. How are we deciding on where we're gonna go?
No, I mean, Longhorn Steakhouse or Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, those are like right next to each other.
I really feel Buffalo Wild Wings, to be honest.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Are you
Let's go.
And then we're gonna eat donuts afterwards.
Oh, I've been there before, yeah. I've been there once.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went together.
Yeah, I know, that's the one time I went. And then now I'm gonna go again.
With me again.
I know.
Anyway, Maria.
Yeah?
I have a silly fun little question.
What is the question?
Where can everyone find us?
Well, if you want to find us, we're on all streaming platforms as the Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us on Instagram or TikTok, it'll be... It's the Chatterbox Crew for that one, right? Mm-hmm. For the Chatterbox Crew.
Oh.
If you want to find me on Instagram, it's xo.xo.maria with two A's and an N. And TikTok is whatsup_maria. And that's it, no. Where can I find you?
If you want to find me, because I know you want to, you can find me on Instagram.
We know.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. I've been really into Twitter lately. At HGTP.
What have you been doing? Have you been saying so?
Just been tweeting. I just
tweet, girl. Give us a sneak peek.
I was on that phone, remember?
Never mind. No sneak peek.
But I've been tweeting like,
Well, if you want to hear it, go to his Twitter.
I've been replying to people.
You hear?
And
he can reply to you.
I don't think I'm funny. I tweet out.
You hear?
I'm a funny girl. What can I fucking say?
You're hilarious.
So, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
There's a cat. It's a cat and it has black heels.
That's Snowball.
That's Snowball?
Yeah.
You think she remembers me?
I don't know. Should we?
Bye, guys.
If you want to find me on YouTube, you can find me at simply.nxthxn on YouTube. We're going to go ahead and leave. Goodbye.